My name is Lindsay Cook, and I'll be graduating in 2 weeks with a bachelor's in English. I'm very excited about it. I am from a little place 3 hours east of here called Sonora. Who's heard of Sonora? Has anybody heard of Sonora? Yay! I get so excited when people hear of Sonora. But Sonora is very small, so when I came to Berkeley, I knew it was going to be a big change. I was really excited about it, though, and one of the things I was most excited about was finding a home church, that was mine. I grew up in the same church since I was in kindergarten, and I loved it, and I was really close, but my parents were Sunday school leaders, and it was a great big family, and I was really excited, but I was also excited to get out of the nest. So I looked forward to exploring that. I visited First Press initially because good friends from my hometown were Cal alumni, and they went here about 20 years ago, and they raved about their experiences at First Press, which sounded exciting to me because if you remember something that wonderfully 20 years later, it's got to be great. So when I first came, I don't think I ever visited a church where I was so reached out to as at First Press. Everyone was welcoming and wanted to know me and wanted to talk to me and introducing themselves. And the college leadership, like it was Nick and Josh McPaul, and everybody was just so welcoming. And I was so surprised. And well, not surprised, but you know, excited to get to feel that experience. And then when I really started to get involved was my senior year this last year. Came to Cal as a junior, so I was only here for 2 years. And I got the opportunity to lead a triplet, which is, I think, one of the most amazing ministries that you guys have here. I got to get really close to two amazing girls, Alice and Emily, and also get connected with a focus partner, which was wonderful and supportive and gave me these layers of mentorship and fellowship that really connected me even more to the community here. And so even when I wasn't able to come on a Wednesday or a Sunday, or when I was feeling lost in the maze of reading and writing, I still felt really connected and just involved with the people here. Because, as I quickly learned, it was really easy to get caught up in the academic whirlwind of college. And it became easy to get distracted and disoriented and forget kind of what the priority was. And that's where the faithfulness of God really came into play that Nick was talking about. Because Wednesday night at Focus became kind of a highlight of my week, a time when I got to come and just, I could think about the paper I was supposed to be writing or the book I should have read by yesterday, and I could just kind of stop and focus on God and reorient my priorities and remember why it is I'm anywhere. And that time to just stop and think was a huge blessing in my life. Not only was Focus that time, but there was a time that I remembered how much better my life was when I took that time to meet with God outside of Focus. And Nick's messages always were like, spoke right to me, right to what I needed to hear. And then Monica and Danny, we have just had amazing people speaking into our lives constantly. This last semester has been especially enriching for me because one of the other great things you guys do for the university students is you have wonderful outreach for the seniors, and they had senior institute and activities where they just had wonderful coaching into our lives and on like just information about the things we're about to face. And Kari and Ashley and Tyler really spoke into our lives and devoted a lot of time that meant a lot, I know, to us. And that's one of the things that was so wonderful about getting to be a part of this church, is that there's so many people who are so desirous of sewing into the university students, and it really shows, and it really makes a difference. And I know that that goes beyond even the leadership and the people here, because on Sundays when I would come, people were always meeting me and wanting to talk, and it's just, everyone's really involved, and I think that really reflects well, I was interested in learning the history of First Press Berkeley, and I think you guys are really following in that tradition of like reaching out to the students at Cal. So thank you, and I just pray that you continue to be these wonderful examples of happy, successful, and inspirational people that are constantly blessing the students at the university. So thank you.